73-year-old Curtis Carr wrote to City Limits because he says he's worried about the growing number of COVID cases. He lives in Linton in Greene County, where the state has confirmed about 1,000 positive cases.
We should have listened to the science people from the very, very beginning instead of just shrugging them off. And the old guy that's on TV all the time, what is it, Fauci? We should have been listening to him from day one. Maybe it wouldn't be in this big a fix.
Carr has two close acquaintances who are sick with the virus. It's hitting close to home, and Carr is losing patience with people who aren't taking it seriously.
I think some of them still have the attitude that, well, I'm young enough, if I get it, it'll just be like a cold. Well, maybe and maybe not. It's not a certainty that if you're below this age, you get it, it's not going to be rough on you.
Statewide, about 90% of COVID-related deaths are among people over the age of 60. But the large majority of positive cases, about 80%, are among those younger than 60. According to the CDC, even people who aren't hospitalized and who have mild illness can experience persistent or late symptoms.
Too many have said, we'll just ride it out. And if I get it, so be it.
That's Indiana's Governor Eric Holcomb. For weeks, he's been pleading with Hoosiers to wear masks, avoid crowds, and practice social distancing.
In February and in March, the world didn't know a lot about how COVID-19 was transmitted. We're in a different time now. We all know now. And we know what we can do to protect ourselves and one another.
So over the weekend, a new executive order from the governor went into effect. It places tighter restrictions on crowd sizes. It extends the mask mandate for another month, and it requires social distancing whether people are indoors or outside. Carr says it's a mixed bag in Greene County. It's not fair to say everyone is ignoring the COVID guidelines, but there's certainly not universal agreement.
If we want to keep things going and not just totally lock it down and tell you to keep your butt at home, then we're going to have to follow some simple guidelines and stick to them.
Indiana's death toll from the virus is inching closer to 5,000. More than 600 Hoosiers have died just this month. Graham McKean is the Assistant Director of Public and Environmental Health at Indiana University. He says the current wave of new COVID infections appears bigger and more widespread than the surges that happened in the spring and summer, and threatens to be worse.
Still, even with 10 million cases in the United States, still about 90% of the people have not had this disease. And you're coupling that with the highest level of spread yet.
There is good news on the horizon. Pfizer and Moderna both say they have vaccines that may be more than 94% effective. But if they receive FDA approval, it will still be months before they're ready. And in the meantime, McKean says it's important to remember there are still a lot of susceptible people.
So nothing, again, has really changed in these last 6-7 months here in the U.S. There's still no treatment or vaccine that's highly effective. Those things are coming, thankfully. There's still a very high risk associated with this very new mysterious respiratory virus.
Nearly a quarter of Indiana's counties are now listed in the highest risk category of coronavirus spread. For WFIU News, I'm Sarah Whitmire.